Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and phones are open here. You can join us. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, apparently Facebook has themselves an AI as well. We've been discussing AI over the last few weeks here on Free Talk Live from time to time.
Well, Facebook's just a chatbot. They're not making any pretext that it's an AI. It's just a chatbot.
Okay. Well, apparently it can lie to you. And, Aria, you've got that story on the way here tonight. With you tonight, by the way, it is Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
But I want to start out tonight with something that is really awful in the news from the world of cryptocurrency, something that is near and dear to our hearts. Aria, you and I are still prohibited from using cryptocurrency under some ridiculous bail conditions thanks to the Crypto 6 case where the three of us were being prosecuted along with three of our close friends. And nobody, you're the first to actually be allowed to use cryptocurrency since there's been a plea arrangement in your situation. You are now a sentenced person in that particular case.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't use this Tornado Cash because now the federal government has decreed, because that's all they had to do, was just the Treasury Department just released a decree that now this mixing technology for Ethereum called Tornado Cash is now sanctioned. Now, what does that actually mean? What are sanctions? Well, remember, sanction is this weird word, right? Like, it has this feel of, oh, that doesn't sound so bad, right? Like, oh,
well, it's a weird word because it can also mean that you approve of something, right?
Correct. Which is why when a lot of people who don't know really what a government sanction is, when they hear stories about sanctions in the news, like the U.S. sanctioning Iran and whatever, they don't really understand what that means. And as we've explained, that when it comes to people in other countries, Iran, North Korea, I think Cuba still has some sanctions on it. And when it comes to other countries, it means you cannot do business with those people.
Right.
It means that is prohibited, that you will go to prison if you try to just buy something from somebody there or sell something to somebody there. It's absolutely insane. And as we pointed out, it hurts the average people of those countries. It does not do anything to the political class who are sitting pretty. With or without the sanctions.
Yeah, it only ever hurts the little people. Like, the little Americans here that get hurt when the United States government does something stupid, those same people on that same level are being hurt in Iran and North Korea and all of these other places throughout the world because, the United States government is like, hey, we're crazy and we want to exercise violence against everyone.
Right, that's what sanctions are. It's a threat of violence if you do a thing that the government gang says you can't do now. And all of a sudden, this morning, apparently, according to a variety of different news sources, this one happens to be CoinDesk, they announced that it has been blacked. Even Biden announced this from his official Twitter account, the president Twitter account. So I mean, this came from the highest levels of government. The Treasury Department has banned all Americans from using decentralized crypto mixing service Tornado Cash. The Office of Foreign Assets Control, and they're a fun bunch, OFAC, a watchdog agency tasked with preventing sanctions violations, on Monday added Tornado Cash to its specially designated nationals list, a running tally of blacklisted people, entities, and cryptocurrency addresses. As a result, all U.S. persons and entities are prohibited from interacting with Tornado Cash or any of the Ethereum wallet addresses tied to the protocol.
Well, I can already see they're going to have a really hard time enforcing this, right? Because, I mean, unless you've made your Ethereum address
public.
Yeah, there's really no way for them to tie your Ethereum address to you as an individual, in theory. And they would have to be able to do that in order to enforce this.
That's true.
And wouldn't you have to know about it? I realize ignorance of the law is no excuse unless you're Hillary Clinton, right? But
yeah.
It seems like this is an open source thing, right? I don't know if you've got
it
in the air, but
yeah,
Tornado Cash is open source.
Correct.
the government, it just seems like they got their work cut out for them to try to enforce this, and for it to be legally binding, for this to hold up legally in front of the Supreme Court or whatever. Not that any of that really matters, but it just seems unlikely.
Well, that's the tough part, right? It's like, how do you challenge this decree, essentially? You would have to presumably be affected by it, number one. So maybe the Tornado Cash people, whoever the programmers are, I presume many of them don't live in the United States because they'd probably be snatched up and prosecuted. But whoever the Tornado Cash people are, maybe they would have standing to fight this. Otherwise, you would have to catch a criminal charge for violating sanctions, and then maybe you could fight it through through that avenue. It's very, very difficult. I mean, we're facing criminal charges and potentially the rest of our lives in prison, Aria, over some allegations regarding how we interacted with banks in relation to Bitcoin. So they are attacking on all fronts the world of cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just them, it's the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, going after organizations like Library, accusing them of being securities. And now they've had to spend millions of dollars in court, which isn't over yet, but you know, to try to prove that they're not. We are going to have to go to court and spend God knows how much you know, on attorneys' fees and experts and that sort of thing to, you know, defend our case. But how does Tornado Cash, which is essentially, from what I understand, it's code. It's open source code. It's some people described it as a protocol. I have not looked deeply enough into it to really know much about how. It's just an Ethereum mixer,
right,
from what I understand. How do they defend themselves from this?
How does Tornado Cash defend themselves?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that they can, right? Because, as you pointed out, they would have to come forward and say, hey, look, we're contributors in this,
right,
in this
here
program.
We are.
And then the government, oh, okay, well, you're the ones who violated sanctions. Here's your arrest warrant.
Yeah, that's true. Tornado Cash has been a key tool, they claim, in the Lazarus Group, a North Korean hacking group tied to the $625 million March hack of Axie Infinity's Ronin network, according to the Treasury Department. Blockchain analysis showed that tens of millions of dollars worth of crypto stolen from Ronin flowed through Tornado Cash, which is designed to obfuscate the source of funds. OFAC previously sanctioned Blender.io, another mixing service that the Treasury Department alleged was used to launder proceeds from ransomware attacks, as well as about $20.5 million in crypto stolen from Ronin. So I feel like, did we even cover that previously? I guess that was earlier this year.
I don't recall covering it.
So this isn't the first time. Whether Blender or .io was open source or not, I don't know. But this one definitely is. So that might be the key difference here, is Blender might have been like a, you know, their own website, keeping it to themselves, closed source kind of thing, whereas Tornado Cash open. I don't know if that's the case. But
it's really dumb legally. It's the equivalent of making automobiles illegal, because some people rob banks and they use automobiles as the getaway car.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
The people who created this technology created it for privacy. And there are a lot of really great privacy tools out there in the marketplace. There are a lot of people that use privacy tools simply because they value privacy, not because that they are doing something that is, you know, money laundering or drug dealing or whatever it is,
right,
that the government doesn't like, that they may just not want anybody to know their business because it's their business.
Well, to be clear, the government likes all of those things, the money laundering, the drug dealing and all of that. It just doesn't like it when other people do it.
Yeah, that's true. Tornado Cash, quote, has been the go-to mixer for cyber criminals looking to launder the proceeds of crime, as well as helping to enable hackers, including those currently under U.S. sanctions, to launder the proceeds of their cyber crimes by covering up the origin and transfer of this illicit virtual currency, according to the Treasury Department bureaucrats' release. They said further, since its creation in 2019, Tornado Cash has reportedly laundered more than $7 billion worth of virtual currency, end quote. The head of legal and government affairs and analytics firm TRM Labs told CoinDesk the move is the Treasury Department's, quote, largest, most impactful action, unquote, in crypto to date.
Now, I'm no money laundering expert, but it seems to me that it's silly to accuse Thunder Cash, if that's her name right, I've already forgotten it. Tornado Cash, of laundering money when it's the individuals using Tornado Cash that could have been laundering money, in theory.
Indeed,
but Tornado
yes.
Cash itself could not have been, because it didn't know that the source of the funds was fraudulent.
Tornado Cash is simply code. How
could
it know anything?
Right.
And And why should Tornado Cash have any obligation to do anything, especially if it's not in the United States, especially if it's, you know, a website or servers or whatever, because there's obviously something somewhere running the code, right? There's some sort of computer. It may just be the Ethereum network. I don't know. As I understand it, this is actually a smart contract, is what this is, essentially an Ethereum smart contract. So there's not even one central server, except for maybe the website that hosts, you know, the interface for the code. There's more coming up here, and you can join us. Share your...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 800-516-1160. We're talking about a technology called Tornado Cash, which is not a Bitcoin mixer, apparently, but an Ethereum mixer. And for listeners that aren't familiar with the idea of mixing, there was a misunderstanding early on in the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and that is that it's anonymous. Bitcoin's anonymous, and it will help you hide things or whatever. And that is not true. Bitcoin is actually completely public. The blockchain, this is also true of Ethereum, which is the second most popular cryptocurrency on the planet. Ethereum is also very, very public. There's no hidden option like there is with other currencies, or Monero, for instance, which is always obscured from public view.
I would suggest that Ethereum's even more public than Bitcoin, because generally your Ethereum addresses don't change, because you're using it for all of these different smart contracts and all these different tokens. You can change it, right?
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah.
If you're using the Edge wallet or the Coinami wallet or something, one of those will generate a new Bitcoin address for you or a new Bitcoin Cash address for you every time you receive.
Right, but not with Ethereum.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a great point. So they are coming after this technology, which is a mixer. And nobody, are you able to explain simply for technical, you know, non-technical listeners, what a mixer is and why it's valuable to people?
Well, if you want to send a transaction without having it traced, it's like say you wanted to send somebody some milk, okay? And so instead of sending the milk directly to them, you send it to a giant bowl, and everybody's milk gets mixed together, and then the milk is dispensed from the bowl to other people, and nobody knows who sent what to whom.
It would be very difficult to discern which particles of the milk that were mixed with the others were going from one place to another.
Right.
And that's actually a really good analogy here. And that's basically what's going on with these mixers is, yeah, Bitcoin and Ethereum are still public blockchains. You can still trace the coins, but going into these mixers makes it very, very difficult, as I understand it, to actually be able to confirm, you know, knowingly be able to say, okay, this started here and it ended up over here, and so therefore we still know what's going on. It brings in a lot of obscurity. And that's one of the reasons why the government gang is after these people. They do not like obscurity. They don't, well, except when it comes to their own stuff. They don't want to have transparency on their own. But they don't like it when you have privacy. And so now they're coming after Tornado Cash, which, by the way, I'm pretty sure their website is down. The code itself has been deleted from GitHub. Now, GitHub is, remember back a couple years ago when Microsoft bought GitHub?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw this coming, right? We knew,
oh, of course,
you know, that, Microsoft, a big tech megacorporation, is now running this website that is, for listeners that don't know, it's this open source website where people that have projects that are open source can post their code and other people can work on it together, and it's a sort of collaborative thing. And the site was very, very popular, and then Microsoft took it over, and I'm pretty sure there were some number of people that immediately started building alternatives to GitHub. And
you can't trust Microsoft.
Exactly, because they are essentially part of the state at this point. They're doing the state's bidding. And so, like, within some number of hours, maybe within, you know, minutes, Microsoft had taken this code for Tornado Cash, which was open source, completely off of the GitHub website. It's gone.
Even though the code didn't do anything illegal.
Right. Correct. The code's just code.
It's yes.
Just, somebody wrote some stuff.
And because the U.S. government is upset how some people used it, may have allegedly used this code, they completely wiped it from the Internet.
They wiped it from the GitHub.
Yeah.
Right. They attempted to.
Certainly, there are people that have copies of this code. Now, where it has popped up by now, I don't know. I have not been following it.
What if it's a library?
That's an interesting question. Library does let you upload files, but I don't think it's probably the best system for collaboration on code. I bet you there's some alternatives. I know, nobody, you were running some sort of alternative for coplock.app, right?
Yeah, I was running a self-hosted version called Gidia, and I ended up transitioning to GitLab.
What's that?
GitLab is similar to GitHub. It's a website that they basically do the administration for you.
Mm-hmm. So it's a competitor to GitHub. Is it purportedly more friendly to freedom, or is it there?
It's not run by Microsoft.
Yeah, but are they based in the U.S.? So if they got a notice from the federal government, they'd probably do their bidding as well.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying there are self-hosted options that people can just put up.
Yeah,
a server.
There are self-hosted options.
So that's definitely the way to go for somebody that's doing something like this, like Tornado Cash. If you're working on a privacy-related cryptocurrency project, whatever it might be, do not host your code somewhere outside of, don't host your code anywhere you don't have control over it, basically.
Certainly don't make that the only place you host your code.
Yeah, because that's gone now.
I also keep full backups of what's on GitLab. So if GitLab took me down, you would lose one interface to the code, but the code would not disappear.
There was also another interesting aspect of this, and that is that apparently, I've never been to Tornado Cash, so I don't know exactly what services it offered. If it was an Ethereum mixer, then in theory, I'm going to guess they also offer the ability to mix Ethereum tokens as well because of what has happened here. And what has happened is a stablecoin known as USDC, which is one of the top two stablecoins on the planet right now. And a stablecoin is a cryptocurrency token ostensibly backed by something. In this case, the U.S. dollar with USDC. And guess who's in charge of USDC?
I don't know.
The C stands for Coinbase and Circle. So Coinbase and Circle teamed up, I believe, to create this competitor to what I think is still currently the top stablecoin, which is Tether, and it has become very, very popular. And so apparently what happened today...
What is with exchanges all trying to create their own dollar Tether? It seems silly to me, especially someone like Coinbase. Right? You got the Binance coin, you got the Paxos one, you got U.S. dollars, Tether, which is run by an exchange, thankfully. But I mean, going all the way back to like Nova Coin and the Nova Exchange.
There must be a way to make money off of it, right? So if you think about it like this, they take in users' dollars, put them in a bank account, and then invest them into things, essentially, knowing that the odds that the users of the stablecoin are going to demand the dollars are very, very slim. Like, why would you, if you're using a stablecoin where you can send it anywhere on the planet within seconds, you don't have to go through the banking system, why would you want to trade those back in for dollars, right? So they know there's probably not
a bit Burger King.
Yeah, they know there's probably not going to be a run on the bank for their stablecoin, so they can just invest those things and make money essentially off of their inventory.
Not to mention some portion of them will just get lost as people lose their keys or access
that's
to their
true.
Wallets. Or
yeah, that's a good point. So, but in this case, what happened is USDC has now blacklisted the Tornado Cash Ethereum contracts, meaning that if you had, according to Martin Koppelman on Twitter, if you had USDC deposited in the Tornado Cash system, you cannot access it anymore, even if everything you did was perfectly legit and legal. They have completely frozen all of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Defense announced on Monday they're sending another $1 billion of your tax dollars to meet Ukraine's critical security and defense needs. In total, the United States has now committed approximately $9.8 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of the Biden administration. John Travolta is paying tribute to his Grease co-star Olivia Newton-John following her death. Taking to Instagram, Travolta saying he will see her down the road. Newton-John died today at the age of 73 after a lengthy battle with breast cancer. Another round of primaries are on tap ahead of November's crucial midterm elections. Contests are set Tuesday in Minnesota, Connecticut, Wisconsin, and Vermont. President Biden and the First Lady spending part of their day in Kentucky touring some of the flood damage. This is USA Radio News. Travis McMichael was sentenced to life in state prison on federal hate crime charges Monday. In 2022, he shot and killed Ahmed Aubrey. Lee Merritt is the Aubrey family attorney and says they support the decision.
We are extremely pleased that the court decided to follow the law, follow the sentencing guidelines.
In a court document, McMichael's attorney requested a federal prison because of safety concerns. The family of Gabby Petito is filing a wrongful death lawsuit against the police department in Moab, Utah. The $50 million lawsuit says the department neglected its duty to provide the training and resources its officers need to do their job. The suit is being filed nearly 1 year after Petito and fiancé Brian Laundrie were stopped by Moab police when a witness reported Laundrie hit Petito, who was later reported missing and her body found in Wyoming. Wall Street beginning the week on an up note. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 29 points. USA Radio News.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We were just informed that there's breaking news right now. Apparently, this came out 1 minute before we went on the air tonight, that Donald Trump apparently is now having an FBI raid of his Mar-a-Lago estate down in Florida.
Is this actually a raid?
Not clear.
Or is
he's tweeting,
politely so. Knock on his door and be like, excuse me, Mr. Trump, because I wouldn't really call that a raid.
Yeah. Well, apparently he is tweeting or whatever they call it, truthing on his Truth Social or wherever it is he's posting these days. So he doesn't have handcuffs on, it sounds like, at
I'm
this point.
I'm definitely saying that's not a raid. Look, well, as someone who's been raided by the FBI, you don't get an option to tweet about it while it's happening.
That's generally true. Yeah, that's generally the case. They take all of your devices, even if you're not under arrest, which the first time they raided this studio, no one was arrested. But they certainly didn't allow us to go anywhere, and they didn't allow us to have any phones or anything like that. But we'll talk more about the Trump thing. That's developing as we speak. I do have a story about that, but we started the show.
Interesting, they didn't do it at 5 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning, yeah, another good point.
That's how they usually do it. That's for peasants.
Correct. So they're targeting the crypto community hard, and they're coming after something called Tornado Cash now. It is an open source mixing software. It's just software. And as CoinDesk.com puts it here, sanctions may not halt Tornado Cash itself from operating. The co-founder, Roman Semenov, previously told CoinDesk the privacy service was designed to operate without centralized control. While he and his team write and publish code, a decentralized autonomous organization, which they call in the world of crypto a DAO, DAO, has to approve any changes before they're made. Quote, the protocol was specifically designed this way to be unstoppable because it wouldn't make much sense if some third party, such as a developer, would have control over it. This would be the same as if someone had control over Bitcoin or Ethereum, he told CoinDesk. The developers went so far as to make open source their entire user interface, allowing anyone to weigh in on the code or the mixer's design. So not only was the code of the mixing technology open source, but the code of the website and the interface that they were utilizing was also made completely open source, and it sounds like that was the right decision to make and in good time, too, because that was a recent development.
Oh, okay. Apparently. Good for them.
Depositing funds into Tornado Cash places them into a pool of other users' token. From here, users can withdraw their funds to another address while concealing where they came from originally. And Tornado Cash says it is non-custodial, meaning users maintain complete control of their funds at all times, which is a pretty important thing.
It seems difficult for a mixer to pull off, but I don't know the technicalities.
So they can smart contract that stuff.
Okay.
Even if those funds are technically in one of the pools. Semenov previously told Bloomberg that it would be technically impossible for sanctions to be applied to protocols like Tornado. Well, that's just it. The government doesn't understand the technicalities of this stuff.
And if they do, they don't care.
They just know they have guns, they have men with badges, they have cages, and they're willing to throw as much of that stuff at what they consider to be a problem as possible in the hopes that they can stop it.
Yes.
And that's what they're trying to do here. They're trying to outlaw computer code for the very first time, apparently. Now, again, there was the incident with Blender.io apparently earlier this year, but it's not clear as to whether or not that was an open source project. So they're going after open source code and saying that you are prohibited. You, if you're in the United States, are prohibited from utilizing this code. I mean, that is just that the precedence of that, or the precedent of that, is absolutely insane as far as freedom of speech is concerned, right? Because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about code, which is something that people, human beings, wrote down, and then they put it into, you know, they compiled it in a computer to turn it into a program, basically, and they're saying that that is now a criminal act to utilize that code.
There's so many reasons that this is a terrible idea. It's like making Google illegal because someone looked up how to commit a murder, or how to get away with murder, or something like that, or banning Microsoft Word because someone, you know, wrote a suicide document or a murder plan or whatever. None of these tools are in and of themselves doing anything illegal, right?
Except those are the organizations we know they'll never go after because those are both big corporations that own many politicians.
Well, even if we're talking about something smaller, like LibreOffice or something like that, it would still be absurd.
It would be. But one of the other differences, besides what you pointed out, Nobody, is that all of those things that you talked about are not a threat to the status quo. LibreOffice may be a threat to Microsoft Word.
Oh, I doubt it.
LibreOffice
has been the champion since 1997.
Sure, but it isn't threatening the Treasury Department, and it's not threatening the Federal Reserve and their domination of the world of money. That's what Bitcoin and Ethereum and cryptocurrency in general is doing. It is threatening the money system. It is threatening the stranglehold that the federal government has over people.
It is threatening the just us system.
Yes, and they are going there. This is just the beginning. And some people were saying on social media today, if they can do this and get away with this, because again, who can challenge this? As you pointed out, Ari, if these people stand up and say, oh yeah, we programmed that. One of them apparently is public, but I bet you all of them aren't, the programmers. Then they'll just come after those individuals. So what about Monero? If they can sanction code now, and say that this piece of code and any of its copies are illegal, then what's to stop them from saying that, well, we have evidence that Monero has been used for criminal purposes. We know that this person over here who pled guilty to money laundering and this person over here who pled guilty to money transmission, and they all said they were using Monero, and so therefore we know it's used for criminal purposes. We're going to sanction Monero. What happens
then? It seems to be worse in Monero's case, right? Because all of Monero is basically constantly running through these mixers. You never know where. I mean, every single little Monero, it could be
completely obscured. It's not even mixing per se, as I understand.
No, but it could be the results of criminal proceeds, and no one could ever possibly know. So, if they wanted to prevent, you know, any criminal proceeds from being used in Monero, their only option is to ban all of Monero.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What's to stop them? Now, if they can get away with banning code...
Well, how are they going to... They can't enforce a ban on
Monero. But that's the thing. They can go after the companies, right?
Yeah, so, they can go after Edge Wallet
and Wallet.
Exodus.
They're based in San Diego. Any wallet company that's based in the United States would then be forced to strip Monero from their code.
What about... Aren't there open source wallets? What?
Of course there are. Yeah, Edge is open source. But the company itself would then have to no longer support Monero. We've already seen this being done, not without government action, but remember, I think it was Bittrex, one of the domestic Bitcoin exchanges that used to have Monero and used to have Dash and other quote-unquote privacy coins. Now, Dash isn't really a privacy coin, but it kind of has a mixer built in. It's like one of the oldest technologies. Mixing is actually really old privacy technology. It's like the first privacy tech for cryptocurrency.
And it shows. I mean, it's not foolproof or anything like that. You can trace money that's been sent through a mixer.
It's hard.
Difficult.
Do you remember when they did that? Nobody, because I know you had a Bittrex account at one point, and they made an announcement. Mm-hmm. They were getting rid of all the privacy coins off their platform. There was no reason for it. There was no rationale for it. And best we could guess is, like, you know, somebody told them they had to, right? Like, they're trying to make somebody happy.
Yeah, some CEO or CFO or whatever bought drugs off Silk Road or whatever, and the government came knocking and said, hey, do this or else. Yeah. I mean, we've heard this story time and time again of people involved in cryptocurrency. You know, they do something dumb, or some friend of theirs does something dumb, and suddenly someone's knocking at your door saying, hey, look, we want you to do this, or we're taking you to prison.
The senior Treasury Department official said during a press conference that the agency would continue monitoring mixers and could take further action if Tornado Cash continues as is. Quote, since we sanctioned virtual currency mixer Blender.io, we have not seen evidence to suggest it has remained active post that designation. We do believe this action will send a really critical message to the private sector about the risks associated with mixers writ large, which obviously is designed to inhibit Tornado Cash or any sort of reconstituted versions of it to continue to operate. So, they're going after any implementation of this code. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. By the way, bitcoin.com is a great place to start learning about cryptocurrency. You can click Get Started at the top of the page, and that's where you'll find a lot of valuable information, introductory videos to give you some of the basics about crypto. They're not going to tell you how zero-knowledge proofs work. That gets really technical.
Thank God.
But that's, you know, if you're interested in learning that stuff, there are resources out there for it. But, you know, explaining the ideas of decentralization when it comes to transferring value and getting the banks and the governments out of the picture of money, you can learn some of the basics over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. And if you want to get the latest news headlines from the world of cryptocurrency, they've got those for you there at news.bitcoin.com. That's their news site. It's news.bitcoin.com. You can do a lot over at Bitcoin.com, including buying your first cryptocurrencies. And it is a world that is constantly in flux. It's constantly changing. The price of a Bitcoin, by the way, cracked through $24,000 earlier today. So always nice to see things maybe possibly going back up again.
That's good news.
With crypto, we'll see. But go to Bitcoin.com and start learning today. We're going to your phone calls and thoughts. We can talk more about this attack, the latest attack on crypto by the federal government gang, outlawing code, outlawing computer code called Tornado Cash, which was used to mix Ethereum, which is the second most popular cryptocurrency on the planet right now. But let's go first to Tom. He's calling from New Hampshire. Go ahead, Tom.
It's about Joe Biden going and visiting Kentucky where they had all that flooding. And, of course, he's heartbroken about all the devastation as if it's any proper matter for the government. But, you know, what a libertarian, an orthodox libertarian politician would say when one of the locals says, my car got destroyed in the flood. You know what the correct response is?
No, what?
That's what you get for using the overflow parking lot.
Really? That was what you were calling about? All right, thanks. 603-283-6160.
Dude, that was absolutely disgusting, man.
That was a terrible joke.
On the lowest end of the lowest jokes, that was bad. That was bad.
Yeah.
The proper answer is actually,
I'm sure you had insurance because you're a rational person.
That would be a good response.
I don't think insurance covers acts of God, though, does it?
They do and they don't. Like the Katrina thing, and I realize this is housing insurance rather than, property insurance rather than automobile insurance, but they covered water damage but not wind damage, and the way they ended up getting away and not having to pay anyone was, like, characterizing all of the Katrina damages as wind damage instead.
Hmm.
So it probably depends.
Well, if it weren't for the wind, the water wouldn't have blown into the house.
That's what they argued, right? Something to that effect. It was completely insane.
Wow.
But they got away with it because, you know, they're the big insurance company,
sure.
And they're
the government to protect them,
right?
Yeah, and then the government just created a new FEMA act or whatever and sent $300 million down there, and they bought 1983 hoopties for people to replace their 1999 Oldsmobiles with, and everything was fine except for all the people who got screwed over.
Big likes big, and that's what we're talking about here with this attack on cryptocurrency, specifically the Tornado Cash Mixer, which again was mixing Ethereum and I presume also the Ethereum tokens, because apparently the company named Circle, which as I understand it teamed up with Coinbase to create the USDC stablecoin, froze over $75,000 worth of USDC. Now, that may not sound like a whole lot of money as far as these crypto operations. Like, normally it's like millions or billions of dollars are involved, but those are people who, as I understand this, put their USDC into this mixer. Now, I'm not familiar with how this works, but I'm guessing they're getting some small cut of, because usually mixers take a fee from whenever you put something into a mixer.
Sure.
There's usually a fee involved. You're paying for a service. You're paying for the service of privacy, and privacy costs something. So, it might be 0.5% or 1% or somewhere in that range. And so I'm guessing that in order to ensure that there's always some crypto in the mixer, they incentivize people to say, hey, just deposit your Ethereum or deposit your USDC with our mixer. We'll use it to mix with other people's USDC, the customers that are coming through and they're using the mixer, and then you'll get a fraction of the 0.5% fee. I don't know if that's what they did,
but that's a brilliant business model. That's brilliant.
Because you want to have.
I wish I could get into cryptocurrency just to make a mixer that does exactly that.
Because the thing is, you were given the example earlier, Nobody, of how kind of a real rudimentary example of how this works, about people pouring milk into the same bowl and then pouring milk out of that bowl, to take it out. Whose milk ended up being taken out, it's hard to really know. And so this is sort of the same situation. But the thing is, if you come to the bowl and there's nobody else standing around the bowl with milk and you're the only one pouring milk into the bowl, you don't have a mixer.
Right.
There's nothing else in there to mix with. So you want to incentivize people to kind of leave their coins on deposit, if you will, with the mixer, and the only way to incentivize that would be to pay them. So they must have been paying these people. And so these people thought, oh, this is a great way to make money. So they put $75,000 worth of USDC in there, and now all of that is frozen because the USDC, this is important to take away from this. The USDC is a centralized stablecoin. It is completely controlled from the top down. Yeah, it's true that
by Coinbase like that, man.
Circle, I think, is the administrator of it, but Coinbase is involved. They're like a partner.
Anything partner with Coinbase, though, is the devil.
It's going to be bad. But also, I'm sure Tether would do the same thing. The news probably just hasn't come out about it, or maybe they weren't using Tether.
Well, this is why DAO was such a big deal. DAI was such a big deal?
D-A-I.
All of these other Tether coins, they have a method of locking out people's cryptocurrencies, whereas DAI did not have that. Or they do have that now?
I got bad news for you. DAI cannot, as I understand it, lock accounts like USDC, but guess what they chose to back DAI with?
Don't say Tether.
USDC.
Okay. Just as bad.
It's partially backed with USDC. I think it's like 20% or 30% or whatever, which is so stupid. Why would you create a decentralized stablecoin and then use a centralized stablecoin to back it up? And so it's like, there really is no good solution that I'm aware of right now as far as a decentralized stablecoin. There was earlier this year, there was, what was it called? Luna, or
Terra and Luna. Yeah, they were great.
And then it exploded. Just didn't work. It exploded in, and crashed and completely dismembered itself, basically.
It was not pretty.
It was really horrifying.
However, that was a good starting point for someone to come along and make Luna 2.0.
Well, they haven't come out with a stable coin for that yet, so maybe they will, maybe they won't. That's all still remains to be seen. So for right now, the bulk of the stable coin marketplace is all completely centralized. You got USDT, which is called Tether. That's the number one. USDC, which is close behind, I think, right now, and number two. You've got Binance USD, which is centralized by the Binance
It amazes
exchange.
Me that out of the
you
ones
Gemini.
You just...
Yep, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of these central... It
amazes me out of the ones you just listed, Binance is the least evil. I mean, they're evil as well.
They'll still do exactly
know,
what they're told by the government. And so
when
that's
you're comparing to USDT and to, like, Coinbase, I would take Binance over those.
Sure. Well, and we've talked before about how these companies can freeze accounts. We've given examples of them freezing accounts before. Now they're doing it to any account associated with this Tornado Cash list. Your assets are completely frozen, and there's nothing you can do about it because it was completely controlled from the top, from the beginning. The only way to avoid this is to not have those stable coins.
That 70,000 number, was that, without even worrying about the number, are they freezing anything that's ever passed through?
That's not clear.
Okay.
I think they're only blacklisting the specific addresses that the federal government has sanctioned. So the federal government looked at the Tornado Cash contract, the smart contract, and they saw who was connected to it. And they froze, quote unquote, or they ordered all those assets frozen. And so USDC.
Man,
right
it
to
is it. Well past time for the federal government to just dissolve peaceably.
Yeah, nice
national divorce time.
Yeah, they're not going to go. They're not going to go peaceably. They're going to take as many people down as they possibly.
Yeah, and they can be violent, right? But when I say dissolve the federal government, I want to make sure that they're the ones perpetrating violence, not the people trying to dissolve it.
Yeah, and as this Martin Koppelman points out here on Twitter, he says they froze all these people's USDC whether or not what they did was legal. There was no identifying. They didn't just say, oh, well, we know this was the proceeds of criminal activity. No, they just said every single account frozen associated with Tornado Cash. So it didn't matter if you were completely legally using the service.
And I assume there's no appeal process or anything reasonable like that for a person to be like, hey, look, U.S. Treasury, I was just, trying to make a buck.
No, they're going to say, oh, well, somebody did something illegal with the code, so therefore...
Oh, well, then they're enabling it, right, yeah.
I mean, $75,000 isn't even going to buy an attorney to fight this thing. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Trump apparently being raided as we speak, perhaps. We'll give you more information about that. That's a developing situation. If you want to join us here as well, 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian, Nobody, and Aria. Hour 2 is coming up.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. We'll be right back. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.